AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Two people were shot and killed in the parking lot of a house of worship for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Salt Lake City, Utah. Here's the AP's Marcela Sanchez.
Dozens were inside attending a funeral. A relative of the victims, Mac Oliveta Mumbao, witnessed the shooting.
Oh, tonight was a viewing from one of my cousins that passed away just a couple of days ago. And tragic happened. Four other cousins got shot.
Officials do not believe it was a targeted attack against a religion. Salt Lake City Police Chief spokesman Glenn Mills says no suspect is in custody.
When police did arrive on scene, police and fire, the suspects had fled at that time. I can't give too much information on the suspects at this time. We're still trying to figure out exactly how many were there.
Audio courtesy KTVX. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Officials in Minneapolis are urging calm after a woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent. Protesters shouted, "No more ICE, go home Nazis, quit your job, and justice now," outside a federal building as Border Patrol officers pushed them back from the gates and fired smoke grenades. Shanta Hejmati is one of the protesters.
I am here with my sign because I am angry and sad. And if they make me scared to protest, they have won in my heart and they are never going to win in my heart.
State and local officials demanded ICE leave Minnesota after Renee Nicole Macklin Good was shot in the head. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says they aren't going anywhere. The Russian Foreign Ministry is calling the U.S. seizure of the Marinera oil tanker under the Russian flag a gross violation of the fundamental principles and norms of international maritime law and warns it could incite geopolitical tensions. A resolution before the Senate could limit President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks against Venezuela. This is AP News. Britain is bracing for what could be a deadly winter storm.
Storm Goretti is expected to hit Britain particularly hard as the nation already is in the middle of one of its longest cold snaps in years. Heavy snowfall and strong winds are expected, and weather authorities have warned could bring a risk to life. The brunt of the storm, coming in from the Atlantic, is set to be felt in central England, with as much as 12 inches of snow falling in just a few hours. Britain's National Meteorological Service, known as the Met Office, has issued amber warnings for many parts of the UK. This means there's the possibility of travel delays, road and rail closures, flight cancellations, power cuts, and potential damage to property. Storm Goretti, which has been named by the French weather service France Météo, is expected to leave Britain's shores by Friday before impacting other parts of northwestern Europe. Karen Chamas, London.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.